Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Het Mishnah Aleph. This Perek Het, and also the next Perek Tet, are going to talk about the laws of inheritance. On a Torah level, once a person dies, all of his possessions become the property of his inheritors, of his heirs. The Torah tells us in the parasha of Benot Tselofhad that all of a person's possessions are handed over to his next in line, and that is as following. If a person passes away, all of his possessions equally are handed over to his sons. But his Bechor, the eldest son, receives a double portion. Let's say there are three sons. What we say is there now becomes four portions of his possessions. Everything gets divided by 25. By 25%. The oldest son gets two of those portions. He gets 50%. And the other two sons would get 25% each. If there are no sons, then everything goes to the daughters. If there are no daughters, everything goes to that person who passed away's father. If there's no father, it goes to the father's kids, which are the brothers. If there are no brothers, then it goes to the grandfather of the person who passed away. If there's no grandfather, then it goes to the uncles. If there are no uncles, it goes to the closest relatives. All of this is talking about paternal relatives, uncles, brothers, and all the other relationships that we spoke about are all through the paternal line, not through the maternal line. And one other detail we should take note of before we get into the Mishnayot is that if somebody passes away and they're supposed to hand it off to their child, but their child, for example, also passed away, but their child had kids, so that means a person who passed away had grandkids, he does pass it over to his grandkids. In other words, his grandkids would fill the spot of his kids. A person's child becomes like him, takes his place, and therefore it would be handed off to him. It fills that spot of that person. Just a few different pointers before we jump into the Mishnayot. We'll first list four different categories of relatives and talk about if they inherit from or they pass inheritance to each other if one of them passes away. These four categories we'll first list and then we'll go into them one by one. Mishnah says, Yesh nohalin umanhalin. There are people who inherit from their relatives if those relatives pass away, and also give inheritance to those same relatives if they themselves passed away. V'yesh nohalin ve'lo manhalin. There are also people who inherit from their relatives if their relatives die, but they do not give inheritance to those relatives if they themselves die. Rather, their estate passes on to somebody else. Number three, manhalin ve'lo nohalin. There are people who give inheritance to relatives if they pass away, but do not inherit from relatives if those relatives pass away. And then lastly, number four, lo nohalin ve'lo manhalin. There are those people who are not considered to be related at all with the laws of inheritance, and therefore they do not inherit from each other, and they also do not give inheritance to each other. We'll list now the three different sets of relatives that fit into category one: people who inherit from their relatives and also give inheritance to those same relatives if they themselves pass away. Ve'elu nohalin umanhalin. These are people who both inherit and also give inheritance. Ha'av et habanim, a father and his sons. A father inherits his sons if they pass away and they have no surviving children. And if a father dies, he passes on his estate to his sons. V'habanim et ha'av, sons and a father. Reverse of the previous case. Sons inherit their father when their father passes away, and they pass on inheritance to their father if they die without any surviving descendants. V'ha'achin min ha'av, brothers from the same father, even if they're different mothers, they inherit from one another, they pass inheritance to each other if one of them dies without any children, and their father is also not alive, then they would pass it off to their brothers. These cases are nohalin umanhalin, people who inherit from and also give inheritance to. Now we'll talk about three relatives who fit into category number two, which was people who are nohalin Velo manhelin, people who inherit from their relatives if those relatives pass away, but they don't give inheritance to those relatives if they die. Ha'ish et imo, a man and his mother, a person inherits from his mother when she passes away, as long as she doesn't have a husband. But when he passes away, his mother has no connection to his inheritance. The relatives from his father's side would inherit everything if he doesn't have any other lineage or any other descendants. The ha'ish et ishto, a man and his wife, a person inherits everything from his wife when she passes away. But when he passes away, the inheritance goes to his children or brothers or father or relatives, etc. But his wife is never in the picture to inherit him. Ubnei ahayot, sons of a person's sister. So that's a person's nephews, his sister's kids. In that situation, if the man dies without any close relatives, they would inherit from him, his sister's boys. But if they pass away, they would not give him anything. He would never be entitled to inheritance from them because inheritance passes to relatives of their father, and this is a brother of their mother. In these cases, nohalin velo manhalin. These cases, they inherit from the second relative, but they do not pass inheritance to him if they themselves die. Now we'll list three relatives that are in the third category. The third category was people who are manhalin velo nohalin, people who give inheritance to relatives if they die, but they don't inherit if those relatives pass away. Ha'isha et baneha, a woman and her children. When a woman passes away, and she doesn't have a husband, she's not married anymore, she gives her inheritance to her children, but if they pass away, she does not inherit whatsoever. Their property goes to relatives of their father, it wouldn't go to their mother. Ha'isha et ba'ala, a woman and her husband. When a woman passes away and she was married, she gives all of her inheritance to her husband, but she wouldn't inherit if her husband passed away. Rather, his descendants, his kids, his brothers, his father, his uncles, etc., would inherit, and they are considered to be the heirs. Ve'aheha'im, the brothers of a person's mother. If a man passes away and he doesn't have any relatives, he gives inheritance to his paternal sister's children. So he shares a sister, or he has a sister. They share the same father. And the estate would go to their children, but he wouldn't inherit from his sister's children if they pass away. The inheritance passes to their father's heirs, not to their mother. So therefore, in this case, if a man passed away, he gives it over and he shares a father with this woman. She's still considered to be his relative because she's the father. They share the same father, so he would pass it over to her children. But if the children pass away, they wouldn't inherit. They wouldn't send it back to their uncle. They wouldn't send it back to him because that's all the way through their mother's side, which would not inherit for them. These are cases of manhalin velo nohalin, where they give inheritance to a relative, but they do not inherit if that relative dies. Last category, which we said on number four, was people who do not apply the laws of inheritance to their life. They don't inherit from each other, and they also don't give inheritance to each other. Brothers who have the same mother, but they do not share the same father, they would not inherit one another, and they don't give inheritance to each other. Inheritance only passes through the father's relatives. And in this case, the brothers are brothers only through their mother, and therefore they're not considered to be heirs of the estate whatsoever.